And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Welcome to the Seminary of the Southwest Chapel Service, where we run towards and never away from thorny theological issues. Our text for today begins with a question. Lord, will only a few be saved? And in response, Jesus says this: strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able. And once the owner of the house has shut the door and you begin to stand outside and knock, he will say, I do not know where you have come from. Get away from me, you evil doers. So let's just dive right in. A simple way to understand this passage might be that when we're striving and trying to be impressive, we're knocking, in a sense, on that wider door, flashing what we think might be the right credentials, trying to prove we belong. And in this sense, those knocking on the wide door are sent away, because when we're not relying on faith in Christ to cover our entrance fee, it appears the great cosmic bouncer of grace will prevent us from entering. That, I think, could be a legitimate way to think about this passage, and we might find the reminder of grace helpful. And at the same time, the image of God shutting the door in the face of anyone is troublesome. For one thing, how do we reconcile that with the passage just a couple chapters earlier where Jesus tells us, ask and it will be given to you. Knock and the door will be opened. To everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. So this passage raises some questions. We might ask ourselves, is God truly like a human homeowner? And if so, in what way? Is God like a border patroller asking for papers? Is God like us with our criteria for who passes and who fails the test? We may find some aspects of this imagery of God difficult, not because it's strange, but because it's so altogether familiar, evoking for us memories of times when we've felt excluded or rejected or been afraid that we would be left out. I grew up feeling that often. When I was very young, I had a foster brother, and my parents thought that they might adopt him. And then when it became clear that he needed more than they were able to offer, they sent him away. And I was too young to understand, and so for quite a while, I thought that if my behavior was ever too much to handle, I too might be sent away. So we see images of God like this one can be problematic, because they pave the way for us to project onto God some of our own human nightmares. They invite us to make God out to be too much like us with our complicated homes and family relationships. So I wonder if there might be more here than we immediately see. I wonder if Jesus might actually be using a rather brilliant teaching strategy, because when something is so subtle that it's difficult to see when we shine the light directly on it, sometimes it can be helpful to highlight it by making use of the shadows around it. And if that's the case, then where this is concerned, our shadows, our hurts and fears of being left out or sent away are really easy to conjure up. And so when someone suggests there might be a narrow door, one we hadn't seen before, that might lead to some relief from that pain or fear, we tend to sit up and listen. A short while ago, I felt so defeated by how hard it often is to trust God and to trust that I'm loved. In my life, I've knocked on many doors that didn't lead where I thought they would. I believed in grace for my soul, but I thought it was up to me to figure out how to arrive at feeling safe and loved and at home in my relationships. Even my prayers had the quality of what my daughter and her friends call TTH, trying too hard. I've knocked on a lot of wide doors, but rather than leading to the kitchen or the living room where I could finally relax with God and my loved ones, the doors that occurred to me to knock on led to weird places like the tool shed and the outhouse. And in the end, I still felt mostly alone and mistrusting and like a failure at love. It is possible to believe that Christ loves and wants us and still find life and relationships and holding it all together just so difficult. And it was during one of these times I came to Dave Scheider for guidance as a spiritual director and as someone who I sensed might know something about the narrow door. And I sat on one of the leather chairs in his office and I began by saying, "Okay, I am fully prepared for you to tell me that I'm just not trying hard enough. Or that, yes, prayer and trust and love are excruciating, but that's the point. It's not supposed to feel good." To my surprise, he didn't say any of those things. Instead, he said, "You've got some trauma, huh?" I said, "Yes, but I'm working on it." And he said, "When you sit down with God, does it sometimes still feel like you're sitting down with a parent who you're afraid of?" And I said, "Psh, no. Yes." And then he offered me this very simple contemplative practice. It's a welcoming prayer, sitting in God's presence and welcoming whatever thoughts, emotions, feelings, situations, conditions I might be experiencing. It's a paradox. Rather than trying harder, try less. Rather than striving, surrender. Rather than avoiding, approaching. I've heard it said before that after our initial believing in Christ, much of what we experience of the life of God has to do with what we do with our pain. And there will be pain. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth over traumas and losses we all know but would rather not feel and face. So in closing, I wonder if this narrow door is perhaps less an exterior one and more of an inner passage. As a trauma therapist and probably the most reluctant convert to contemplative prayer, I will say this. It's not a door most of us would automatically think to knock on. But over time, I'm coming to believe a spiritual practice of sitting in God's presence, welcoming whatever comes, really can rewire us and make us more trusting, gentle, loving people. And so it makes sense then that when we're knocking on those wider exterior doors, we will feel ourselves perhaps to be shut out or sent away, but not because we're not wanted. Rather, perhaps because those doors never led to the places we actually in our heart of hearts wanted to be. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.